Namaskar, devotees and friends. We welcome you to episode 6 of the podcast series on Sri Ramakrishna's parables. As you know, this program is being organized by Vivekananda Cultural Center, the Human Excellence Wing of Ramakrishna Mart, Chennai. This is Ruchira Mitra from Kolkata, and I have here with me Sri Tirthankar Mitra.
Namaskar. Today, a question arises in my mind. We believe that for God, all of us are His children. But there is so much difference in the nature of men. Does He shower His grace more on one than another? If that is so, God is guilty of partiality. We will discuss on this.
Even the Brahmo devotees and Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar also said what you are saying. They asked Sri Ramakrishna, "Sir, has God given more power to one than another?" The master replied, "God is present in every being as the all-pervading spirit. So He is in everything. Just as He is in me, He is in an ant too. But there is special manifestation of God's power in some. If everybody is equal, why have we come to see you when we hear your name, Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar? Have you two horns that we have come to see you? That is not so. You are generous, you are learned, you are well known because you have more of these qualities than others. See, if there is no special power, why would people consider Keshav Chandra Sen or Vidyasagar so great?"
You know, there are people who can defeat 100 men single-handedly. Others run away in fear of a single person. So what is the mystery that we find so much difference among people?
Diversity is the nature of the world. In the Lord's creation, there are different types of creatures and plants. Among animals, there are bad as well as good. There are beasts like tigers that kill others. Just as God has made the lion, the tiger, and the snake among animals, He also has created singing birds and beautiful butterflies. Just as He has made poisonous trees, some trees bring forth fruit as sweet as nectar. In the same way, there are good men and bad men, holy and unholy.
Why has He made them like this?
Who can tell? Who can understand God's ways? Sri Ramakrishna quoted the Gita and explained that if a person is considered great by many, whether it is because of his learning, his ability to sing and play many musical instruments, his oratory, or anything else, know it for certain that he has within him a special power of God, and it cannot be called God's partiality. Actually, variety is a great quality of the world. As such, in his own way, Sri Ramakrishna classified men into 4 basic groups.
Is it? What did he say?
He said in Bengali, "Manush char prakar, baddhojib, mumukkhujib, muktojib, and nittomuktojib."
So, what are they?
Manush char prakar means there are 4 classes of human beings. Baddhojib means bound souls. Mumukkhujib means seekers after liberation. Mukta Jiva means the liberated souls. And Nitya Mukta means the ever free.
I see. Did he explain this idea with a parable?
Yes, of course. Sri Ramakrishna likened God to a fisherman. The world is God's Maya. He compared this Maya with the fishing net. Individual human beings are the fish. Therefore, in this parable, Sri Ramakrishna divides the fish or individual souls into 4 categories.
Let me get it clear. God is the fisherman, human beings are the fish, and the Maya world is a fishing net. Am I right?
Absolutely. When fish fall into the net, many of them try to tear off the net to free themselves. They are like those seeking liberation. The scriptures call such people mumukshu jiva. They try earnestly with all their hearts and souls to free themselves from the net of the world. However, not all who try to escape are able to escape. Only one or two of them escape from the net. Those few are the liberated ones. The scriptures call such freed people mukta jiva. Like the monks, like the maharajas we find in the Ramakrishna Math, they are mukta jivas. They have been able to tear off the worldly net and have become freed souls.
Interesting. What about the other two groups?
They are the two extreme groups, the highest category and the lowest one. Some fish are so cautious by nature that they never fall into the net of the world. The ever free are like clever fish. They never become entangled in the net of the world. Narada and other such saints are ever free. The scriptures call such ever free people Nitya Mukta. They are the highest category of people. They are the teachers of the world, the Jagat Gurus. In the whole world, they are very, very rare. Sri Ramakrishna's monastic disciples belong to this group. They are able to guide people to go Godward easily. They are like a steamboat which not only crosses over the river, but carries big animals, even an elephant.
Yes, they are the companions of God and come down to earth when God takes birth as Avatara. But what about the rest?
Most of the fish belong to the last group. Most fish are not aware that they have fallen into the net and will die there soon. They dart straight ahead, taking the net along with them, and try to hide in the mud. They make no attempt to escape. Rather, they dig deeper into the mud. They are like the bound souls. They live in the net and think, we are quite happy here.
Why do they think they are happy in the net?
Bound souls remain attached to the world. That is, they remain attached to lust and greed. They remain sunk in the muddy bottom of the pond and think that they are very happy because they feel comfortable in their surroundings. Those who seek liberation and those who are liberated look upon the world as a deep well. They think the world is samsara kupa. They don't like it. Those who seek liberation, the mumuksha jivas, understand that there is a higher purpose of life. They don't enjoy the worldly pleasures.
Okay. Now, tell me, where do Sri Ramakrishna devotees stand? Those who are seriously practicing spiritual discipline?
Honestly, most of the sincere devotees may be placed in this group of mumukshu jivas. They attend to their daily routine of japa and meditation without seeking the pleasures of the world. They read good religious book instead of other magazines. They do seek satsang and attend math regularly seeking holy company. They are still bound souls only, yet they want to come out of the mire. But think of this also. Once accepting family life, it is not advisable to give up all responsibilities and run away. Sri Ramakrishna rebuked those who, in order to escape their family duty, wanted to lead a spiritual life by leaving their family.
Yes, such people also are in minority. But they lead a very moral, disciplined life which inspires others.
But on the other hand, you see, the bound person repeats those very actions that made him suffer so much in the first place. Sri Ramakrishna said, the worldly people suffer so much agony, so much sorrow, yet they revert back to the old self quite soon. If a man's wife has died, he marries again. Or if the wife has proved unfaithful to him, then also he marries again. Perhaps he has lost a son and suffered much sorrow, but he forgets all this in a few days. Then think of the mother of the dead boy. At first, she is beside herself with grief. But after just a few days, she ties up her hair again and starts wearing her ornaments again. This comment may seem cruel to the listeners, but Sri Ramakrishna has taken examples of bound souls from practical life as we come across daily.
Yes, yes. In the same way, we have seen that though people spend all they have on marriage of their daughters, they continue giving birth to more children year after year. They lose everything in litigation, yet they go again to court. They can't feed the children they have. Neither can they educate them, nor can they look after them properly. Still, they have more children every year.
Sometimes the bound soul may have realized that there is no substance in the world, that it is like a hog plum containing nothing but stone and skin. Yet he cannot turn his mind to God. Sri Ramakrishna himself complained that he had seen that a 50-year-old relative of Keshav Sen was playing cards, as if the time was not yet ripe for him to think of God.
Such bound souls are found in the behavior of beings in the animal world also. I remember reading in the Kathamrita that once Sri Ramakrishna compared worldly men with silkworms. They can come out of their cocoons if they want to, but they have made them with such effort, they can't give them up. So they die there. Or they are like fish in a trap. They can come out through the hole they have entered, but enjoying the sweet sound of water and swimming about with other fish, they get lost and don't even try to come out.
True. While explaining this parable, Sri Ramakrishna compared the lisping of the children of family men with the sweet sound of the water. The other fish represent the relatives, friends and the family.
Yes, we all enjoy mundane talks, which is only waste of time. All great people of the world utilize their time fruitfully for creative purpose or own spiritual development.
Sri Ramakrishna, you see, gave the example of the camel to explain how bound souls live. A camel likes thorny bushes, but the more it eats the thorny bushes, the more its mouth bleeds. Yet it keeps on eating the same thorny bush because it thinks that the tasty blood comes from the thorns. It doesn't stop. As it doesn't realize that the blood is coming from its own mouth because the thorns prick it. Similar is the case of the people engrossed in the material world.
Such people, when they hear someone talk about God, they leave the place saying, the name of God is taken at the time of death. Why now?
You see, Sri Ramakrishna gave yet another sign of a bound soul. If he is lifted from worldly life to a spiritual environment, he will pine away to death. The worm that lives in dung only feels happy there. Only there does it thrive. If you put that worm in a pot of rice, it will die.
Yes, like the story of fisherwoman. You may tell that story here.
Oh, that's so funny. Once, Sri Ramakrishna asked Keshav Chandra Sen to stay back in Dakshineshwar. Keshav said, I have work to do, I have to leave. Sri Ramakrishna asked him joyfully, well, my dear, can't you sleep without the smell of the fish basket? So all those who were present there asked the master to tell the story. He said, a fisherwoman was the guest of a gardener one night. She was given a room full of flowers to sleep in, but she couldn't sleep. She lay tossing on the bed. The gardener's wife noticed her state and asked her, why can't you sleep? The woman replied, I don't know, sister, but the fragrance of the flowers won't let me sleep. Can you bring my fish basket? When her smelly fish basket was given to her, she sprinkled some water on the basket so that even more smell comes, and then fell fast asleep, smelling the bad odor. That exactly is the condition of the bound souls.
That's a really funny story, and we all enjoy it. This shows us how difficult it is to leave the attachment to our home and family. Even an elevated soul like Keshav Chandra could not spend one night with Sri Ramakrishna due to his strong attachment with family.
You said that all people are equal. Just see how many different natures there are. Besides, everybody is not at the same level either.
Indeed, today we got a clear idea of why there are so many types of people. With this, we come to the end of today's program. Hope you all liked it. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send mail to mail@rkmbcc.org. Jai Sri Ramakrishna.
Jai Sri Ramakrishna.